Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina Mara here, something for the weekend. And Adam Duritz from Counting Crows is on the line. Adam, you don't know how to pronounce your own surname. You've just admitted it to me.
No, I said I'm fine with either way. and I'm not ready to decide that it's supposed to be one particular way or the other. I think Duritz is fine. I think Duritz is fine. Maybe I just said it the same way both times. I don't know. I'm not okay with Duritz, I think, is a huge mistake and a crime against humanity.
Okay. Well, we won't call you that. Listen, about 7 years ago, you came into studio to us here in Dublin. And I remember on the day, it was like a burst of energy coming through the door. And everyone talked about it for ages because you were just so friendly to everybody. So I'm taking it you're still enjoying this gig that you have.
Yeah. I mean, this was supposed to be over in about 5 minutes. You know, I mean, the average band lasts about, I don't know, maybe a year or two. It doesn't really, it's not a career that keeps going, but we're coming up on 30 years. I'm okay with that. I'm essentially unemployable other than this.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, what else can you do? Do you know how to be a carpenter? Do you know how to, you know, work as an electrician? Do you, like, what else do you do if you're not in music?
Well, I did start out doing landscaping and contracting, like carpenter work. But that was a long time ago, and I was never any good at it.
Yeah, but I was surprised to hear, Adam, that you actually don't really love... You can get quite anxious in social situations, which it surprises me then that you chose a job like this, because you're up on a stage and you're talking to the likes of me and you're meeting new people all the time. But underneath it all, you're a bit shy, are you?
Well, I've always been pretty shy, but playing gigs isn't really a social situation. I mean, you're not really with all those people in the audience. You're just with you and your, you know, six best friends on stage. You know, it's, you know, they're all out there. I don't really have to. It's not like going to a dinner party or anything.
I know, yeah, you don't have to mingle.
Yeah.
You do have to mingle, though, when you come into radio stations and you do that kind of thing. But I believe your manager is a Cork man.
He is.
So how did that come about? Was he living in America or tell me about that?
No, he was living in Dublin then. But he had worked tour managing, I think, with B-52s and Tony Childs before that. And they were, you know, he'd come up with U2. And been on the road with U2 for all the way from the very beginning through, Joshua Tree. And then he worked with B-52s and Tony Childs for a little while. And they were both managed by my managers. So 7 or 8 months into our first year of touring, he came to meet us all in Europe when we went on our first European tour. And that was April of 94. And he's been our tour manager ever since.
So you know each other.
He's down the hall right now.
Is he? Does he still have a Cork accent? Or is that long gone now?
No. He's back living in Cork now. He lived in America for a while.
Yeah.
Lived in LA and then lived in Brooklyn when we were all, you know, working together. But he moved back to Cork a few years ago.
Okay. Has it always been plain sailing for the group, though, like in terms of getting along with each other?
We may have had to boot a couple people, but yeah, generally we get along pretty well. I mean, it's like siblings, you know, you're more like brothers, you know, and like been through a lot of stuff together, but we still all get along pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got home from tour last night. It was a pretty fun few weeks.
Talk to me then about COVID. How did you get on during COVID and not being able to go anywhere or do anything? Because I think... out of anybody I've spoken to on the show, I think musicians were the ones who really, really felt it. Because obviously, you know, being in radio, we could still do our radio shows. We still continued. And in fact, more people probably listened to radio than ever before. They were at home, I guess, and they had the radio on. But for musicians, it must have been weird, was it?
Well, yeah, it was really strange, especially because we were just about 80% done with the record. We were in the studio finishing up the last few days of the first kind of sessions. And the news was all bursting in America right then. And we were thinking, well, this is not good. So we had to stop the record about 80% done. And then we couldn't tour for a couple of years. So that was sort of terrible for work. You know, but for me personally, I think it would have been a lot harder if I'd been alone. But, you know, my girlfriend and I just kind of hunkered down. I cooked a lot. I decided to learn to cook everything. And we hung out together for a while. And, you know, it was actually sort of some nice kind of quality time. Scary in New York at first. And friends of ours passed away, you know, right at the beginning.
From COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that was kind of scary, you know, because it caught New York by surprise at first. And this is such an international city that it swept through it. A lot of people died. But, you know, I think for me, I had it luckier than most. You know, I could afford to take the time off like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I wasn't alone. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure it, it blew up a lot of relationships, but it was maybe the making of ours in some way.
Yeah, it's going to make or break you, isn't it, spending that much time with somebody, especially when you can't go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and somebody else, there was another musician we had on, and he was saying that he almost, not that anybody wants, welcomed COVID, but it did give him that time to just kind of press pause and breathe instead of just being go, 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 go the whole time.
I mean, the problem was we had just taken the year off.
Yeah,
year
so it was really off, bad timing. Yeah, yeah.
To have one little break. We took the year off, you know, the year before off. And so we were like, oh, that didn't work out at all.
Adam, I was looking at the Mr. Jones video earlier on today on YouTube. The baby face on you. Oh, my God. Like, you look about 12 in the video. What year was that?
I was probably 16. No, it was 1990, late 93.
Oh my God, you're like a little school child almost in the video. The hair is gone. Why has the image been changed?
You know, I was over in England. We'd flown over to England to visit some friends, and we were on, we had just gotten in that day, and my girlfriend was just really wiped out, so she crashed. And I went, took a shower. I was just trying to stay awake. I was going to take a shower, and then on a whim, I just kind of shaved my head.
Stop it.
And then I took a shower.
Are you for real?
And I woke my girlfriend up, and she screamed. She was like, who the hell are you?
You have had that hair for so long.
It's been 30 years. Yeah, so I kind of decided to change it. And then it took a while for it to grow back. And then just like on a whim earlier this summer, I shaved it for summer. And now I'm like, I really wish I hadn't done that.
Are you cold?
I was really liking
you
where
feeling
it was,
cold?
I thought it would be hot. Yeah.
What a thing to do on a whim. You're crazy. Because I'd say then that means that photographers don't even recognise you. I would imagine like when you come to Dublin now to do the show at the Three Arena, there's often photographers are waiting outside the hotel and that kind of thing to try and get a shot of you. How will they know you if you don't have the hair?
I know. And now I just get mistaken for Brad Pitt. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get you. It's tough, isn't it? Listen to me. We are looking forward to seeing you. You're going to be here at the Three Arena in Dublin on the 18th of October. That was the rescheduled gig from March. The tickets are still valid. Any tickets left, do you know?
Oh, I think there are some left.
Okay, cool. So we'll check that out. The Three Arena is about a 2-minute walk from this radio studio. Maybe you'll pop in and see us again.
I'll come in early in the morning.
Extra early in the morning, yeah. Sleep during the day and then do your show by night. How does that sound?
Sounds perfect. We're just really excited, honestly, because because of Tom being, from Cork, Ireland was always like family for us.
Yeah.
You know, because we had basically family there from the beginning, his 8 or 9 brothers and sisters and all his friends, you know, and coming up, you know, in U2 all those years, there were just so many people that were so great to us from the very beginning that like it's a place that always feels like coming home.
Nice.
I can't wait, honestly.
Yeah, you'll be getting all the messages, people looking for freebie tickets to go see the show now. I'd say that happens as well. Do you know the last time you
they
were
can all
in?
Have them.
We had a great laugh the last time you were in because we were talking about the connection to friends. And we giggled for about half an hour. I won't bring it up now. You have a girlfriend. So, funny times. Look, we might see you again when you're here. You're only going to be arriving in Dublin, are you, in October, like on the 18th? Or will you be here for a couple of days, do you think?
I think we get there a day before, maybe 2 days before. We definitely have a day off before because we have to travel. Birmingham, maybe? I'm trying to remember the tour routing.
I think
we come from Birmingham. Yeah.
Imagine if you didn't have anybody arranging your life like that and you had to do it all yourself and know when to get to the airport and where you needed to be. You'd never make any
That's
tour.
We've got
would
Thomas
you?
Mullally. We've got Tom Mullally for
That's
that.
That's why we have
Born
him.
Born and raised on Galabi Street in Cork. Yeah.
Listen, Adam, take care of yourself. We will see you very soon. The best of luck with the tour.
Thank you.
Cheers, Adam. Talk to you. It is Something for the Weekend. Cheers. On Ireland's Classic Hits.